Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
My name is Henry Daniel.
Mr. Payne?
Yes.
Okay, sir. All right, sir, would you state your full name and ABC number for record, please?
Hendricks Ricky Daniel, 081418.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the 81 Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision dedication. I'd like to introduce the board members who are going to connect your hearing at this time. On the screen to you, followed after is Honorable Michael Johnson, then we have Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, Honorable Andrew Honorable Lee Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. And also in the room, we have Honorable Mr. Trumbull from the Department of Correction, who I also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf, but obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or were you representing yourself today?
I'll be representing myself.
Alrighty, at this time I will swear you and Mr. Turner in, so do you sign and you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been not violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, I'm going to do, sir, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and then I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of regular conditional supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to file the records of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Road in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about February 4, 2019, as verbally directed on February 4, 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you have absconded from supervision. So that's true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Perry, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, or move to find that he was delinquent, as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Great.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, and moved by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Canonis. Okay, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so stay there on the phone and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Pinion was released on 1/28/2019 and arrested on 2/15/2019 by the Phoenix Police Department. Pinion charges were noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 2/15/2019 with an adjusted CSID of 6/10/2019. With 11 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1989, armed robbery, 10 years. 1999, commitment B, count one, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. 1999, commitment C, count one, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2003, misconduct involving weapons, 5 years, 6 months. 2011, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2012, resisting arrest, 3 years, 9 months. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. STG information. He self-admitted to being a member of the Phoenix Street Gang Westside Chicanos, and he is a suspected member of the New Mexico Mafia, Arizona. Prior terms on supervision, 1997, provisional release, 1998, reverted to earned release, arrested on new charges, received a new sentence, and was administratively revoked. 2002, TIS release, absconded for 4 months, 7 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2008, TIS release, absconded for 167 days, self-surrendered, was arrested and revoked by BOEC. 2015, TIS released, absconded for 11 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with violence, weapons, rioting, and drugs noted. Other arrest, 1988, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 1998, public sexual indecency, Arizona juvenile detention. He has a GB score of G7, V9. Police contact, offender had police contact, they were called due to the offender and others were actively fighting.
Okay, Mr. Penny, we're going to do a summary of the case supervision. So it looks like on January 28th, 2019, you were released and approved to reside at Phoenix Rescue Mission. And on February 1st, 2019, I guess contact was made at the rescue mission, and the gentleman there said that you had never arrived at their facility to establish residency. And then on February 4, 2019, you reported to the parole office for your follow-up visit. On February 4, 2019, since you failed to establish residence at the Phoenix Rescue Mission, you were directed to report to the TLC down in Roosevelt in Phoenix. On February 5th, 2019, your PO contacted the manager of TLC and stated that you never established residency there. And no request or permission was given to move or to reside anywhere else. So why wouldn't you go where you were told to go stay, sir?
Honestly, I was expecting for them to more or less transport me to TLC. And when that wasn't happening, I was just like, well, you know,
what happened
to me on my own, like, if it wasn't cared about, you know?
But you didn't go, to the Phoenix Rescue Mission either. What happened with that one?
On the release, by the time I got to see the substitution of Dwayne Prince, I've only had like 10 minutes before the process was closing. And by the time I get to the Phoenix Rescue Mission, I had to call. I'm being released from prison. That's when you still have to call. So from at that point right there, they were just like, hey man, you know, best bet for you just to go back the next time you report and let them know that this is the appropriate way to get into the Phoenix Rescue Mission. So that's what I did.
Okay. Where did you stay?
I stayed at 4115 West Monte Vista with a friend.
Okay, that's where you went instead of going to the rescue mission?
Yes, sir.
And then you continue to stay wherever you're going to go to TLC. Okay, do you have any, you went out long enough to do any UAs. Do you have a drug problem, sir?
No, sir, but I have one of carrying it on me all the time.
Okay. I want to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions from my fellow board members. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. Shortly, the board will go into discussion to make a decision, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you would like to tell the board before we make our decision, now would be the time.
I just appreciate you guys allowing me the chance to say what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and I'll be back with you after we've made a determination. Okay, sir?
Okay.
I can close down the discussion. Mr. Penny wasn't out very long. But yet he didn't go to two different locations where he's supposed to go to stay. He's only got 77 days left on his sentence, and I think at this time he'd be best served by remaining where he's at to finish out the sentence and make himself a strong release plan. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. No discussion. Okay, so based on all the information, number 2019W0400, Mr. Pena's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Pena as he was delinquent, violating in terms and conditions of supervision and had lapse or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and moved by Mr. Canonis and Ms. Rittenhouse. All right, so the board is ready to revoke your community supervision at this time. You only have about 77 days left and you'll be done. You don't have to report to a PO, you don't have to go someplace you don't want to go. But I suggest that in the meantime, you make yourself a really good, strong plan of what you're going to do when you get out so that you don't end up back in prison. You've got quite a history over your life, and I would hope that you're tired of that and don't like wearing orange jumpsuits all the time. So, okay, we wish you the best of luck. And if you would, either put the PO or the CO3 or the next inmate on the phone, we would appreciate that, sir.
It's an evening.
Right.